Manu Patra alerts dated 3 October 2017. Kerala High Court has granted bail to Malayalam actor Dileep, accused of masterminding the abduction of an actress. Supreme Court has paved the way for prosecution of S. Natarajan in the high-profile Ponzi scam involving Chennai-based PNL Nidhi Limited, which allegedly collected 68.50 crore rupees from over 13,000 investors and defaulted in repayment by setting aside a Madras High Court order quashing criminal proceedings against Natarajan, who had served as one of the directors till 2000 in the accused firm. Supreme Court has said in favor of a humanistic approach while dealing with pleas for parole or furlough to those serving long jail term by observing that convicts must breathe fresh air and be allowed to maintain social ties provided they show a tendency to reform. Bombay High Court has refused to grant a stay on the telecom regulator's decision to slash the interconnect user charge by 57% from next month and set the 15th of November as the start of final hearing, thereby dealing a setback to India's older telcos while leaving new entrant Reliance Jio relieved. Madras High Court has come to the rescue of children suffering from lysosomal storage disorders, LSD, a group of over 50 genetically inherited and potentially fatal disorders, by constituting a committee of medical experts to submit a report by the 23rd of October on the kinds of treatment as well as supportive care available for such children in the state and the efficacy of such treatment. Delhi High Court has directed the police to treat complaints of stalking seriously after a young woman was crippled for life on being shot by her alleged stalker for rejecting his advances. National Green Tribunal has directed the Delhi government to submit a status report on the condition of Yamuna River after the immersion of Ganesh and Durga idols. Central Information Commission has ordered NDMC to put up all information on the allottees and use owed to the civic body on its website. Secondly, it has also directed NDMC to put up the steps taken to realize the dues owed to the civic body and whether the allotments have been cancelled within 45 days of the receipt of the order. Delhi High Court, while refusing to hear an appeal filed after a delay of 504 days, noted that the application for condonation of delay did not disclose any ground for the delay and opined that it was prepared without any application of mind.